Welcome to the Lake Forest Podcast, a podcast from the city of Lake Forest, featuring topics like local news, sports, music, people, food, and sometimes politics. My name is Pete, and I'm joined with the voice of the Lake Forest football and basketball scouts, Scoo Walker. How you doing, Scoo?
I'm doing great, Pete. Another beautiful Friday, a little chilly.
But yeah, it is kind of chilly. You know where it's really warm, Scoo?
Is this guy paying you?
Florida.
Is this guy paying you to run this podcast or something?
In advance.
Yeah.
We never mix sales with editorial. Shark Guy Beach Fishing is the premier South Florida beach fishing experience out of Longboat Key, Florida. Their world-renowned captains not only put you on the fish, but they'll help you and your family make a memory of a lifetime. Check them out on Facebook or at sharkguybeachfishing.com to schedule an outing. Scoo, Shark Guy is your guy
not
for your
my
next
guy.
Charter.
I don't charter.
We'd also like to say thank you to our Patreon supporters, Reverend Luke Back from the Church of the Holy Spirit, Matt A., Elizabeth B., Costa upstairs, Lance Otto, and Artie M., or as Scoo says, Artem.
Artie M. Don't know who that is, but...
Well,
Artem.
Scoo, busy week for the Bears.
I hope I'm proved wrong.
I don't know, man. You hire a Kansas City coach. I don't know. How do you think he did?
I think it's funny that they hired another Ryan and Matt. I think it's just the McCaskies don't know who their coaches are, and they're just, you know, I don't know who it is. Just it's Ryan and Matt. So let's keep that there.
Well, I'm sure Arlington Heights will love to have him. And then he's the Kansas City player guy, right? Paul.
I don't know.
People say it's a great hire. Then
those are the same people that said Pace and Nagy were
there. Yeah, that's what I say. Like 2 years, all those tweets are going to get deleted.
Well, at least you can recycle all your. Everyone can recycle all their.
Bears jokes.
Bears jokes and all that when they use first names, because now it's just, you know, a continuation.
And then, we get our coach, Matt Eberflus.
Gesundheit.
From the Colts. So,
yeah, kind of interesting. The Colts were trying to get rid of him, I guess.
Well, they did.
I know. I listened to a old Lake Bluff acquaintance who's a reporter down in Indianapolis, and listened to his podcast and all that. And they were just like, they were hoping to get a lot of people hoping to get rid of him.
They're like,
we suck him up as a head coach. Oh well, we'll see.
Scoo.
It's painful to be a Bears fan.
Don't shoot the messenger. Plus, you got no first round pick next year, Scoo, because you got your Justin Fields.
Wow. And who's going to mentor him? but I'll watch every game.
That's right. You're just watching.
Scream and holler at the TV, just like you and every other Bear fan.
No, just like you.
Pining for 1985 again.
Oh, God. That was a year. Oh,
thank God.
I am. Well, you know, we keep forgetting is 2008, brother.
Well, I don't forget that. What's so great about that?
Well, they did make it to the Super Bowl with that Florida quarterback. What was his name?
They lost. Rexy? Sexy Rexy?
Yeah. Chapman or what, Grossman? What was his name? Grossman.
Hey, Scoo, Who cares if you make it to the Super Bowl and lose? Nobody. Except the Buffalo Bills fans can say, we've been to the Super Bowl and Minnesota Vikings. We've been to the Super Bowl 15 times and lost.
Scoot, I was at that game, and I've never had 2008. I've never been so disappointed and wet in my life.
Wait a minute, I thought that was inside.
In Miami?
Dude,
it was a downpour. It started off with our boy running it back.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name?
Devin the Monster Hester.
Hester, yeah. He ran it back, and we're like, yeah, we got this. And then Peyton said, uh-uh. And then just whoosh.
That's like an 85, since we're going to talk about this. I'm a huge, huge, favorite football team's the Bears. 1A, Patriots, and have been forever and ever.
Sure.
Okay, check the records. You can check my family and all that. Anyways is not a word. Anyway.
Anywho.
Back in 85, when I was in school, all my Bears fans were all excited, the Bears. And I took, I think, every bet against the Bears because the spread was like,
I think hypothetical bets, of course.
No, they weren't hypothetical. They were bets.
Okay. All right.
I think the spread was like 30 or something like that. It was just the worst spread ever. And I took those. I'm like, how can you lose? Taking 30 points or whatever it was, right?
Yeah.
First, I don't know if you remember this or you were too young then. Probably just a young spring
whippersnapper
going into high school.
Having no clue.
And I think it was they kicked a field goal and took a 3-0 lead. And I was just like, oh, here it comes. Upset of the century. And I think I sat the rest of the time when it was, 40, 50 something or whatever the score ended up to be. But I was happy. But, I mean, in the same breath, I was unhappy because I lost all these bets. But,
That's right. They won.
We'll never see that again.
Well, you saw it in 2008, whether you like it or not. They made it to the Super Bowl. People forget that. Well, and you had Prince. Prince was at halftime. That was, great show.
Yeah. No, it was good. They made it. But, to lose, though, I mean.
All right.
Anyways.
All right, we'll get to Bears. Well, the Bears digress.
How about the Hall of Fame?
Hall of Fame.
Baseball.
What about it?
Are we just going to touch on everything, or are we not going to touch on sports?
All right, whatever you want to touch on. baseball and NBA, it's like this will make the radar.
I know. You're like ESPN and the morning shows. It's all about football. There's no other sports going on. It's football. No, the Hall of Fame inductions. Big Poppy.
A-Rod?
No.
Poppy.
You don't even know who that is, do you?
Red Sox, brother. I know Big Poppy.
Yeah, got elected. Shouldn't have, but,
Anybody else?
No, that was it.
Huh.
Bonds and Clemens finally dropped off the ballot. They didn't get in. And, Big Poppy shouldn't have got in. He was tested positive for roids. If you're not going to let all the roids in, shouldn't let anyone.
Ortiz was tested positive?
Yeah. And then they said it was some,
Snickers.
It wasn't really positive test. It kind of sounds familiar to nowadays.
Rice and beans.
Rose should be in. Rose didn't cheat while he was playing.
All right. I'm sure those two people that care about baseball got their money's worth from the show. We got a lot of comments.
The baseball show talked a lot about baseball. Go ahead. We got a lot of comments.
We had a lot of comments last week. Let's positive? Start with the
probably not.
If it's about us, definitely not positive. but see what I mean, Scoo? That's what I was trying to tell you. These are the things that I sometimes shield you from.
Yeah.
You went to the high school last week, right? You called a basketball game?
I did.
Did you
someone say I wasn't there?
No, I was just wondering if you got any special hand towels.
No, I didn't.
No, okay.
Still a little hot, but
Right. Okay. So a parent sent in a letter to me.
Wow.
This person wrote to Dr. Montgomery earlier in the year. I'm writing to you because for the last 2 years, our society has been told on repeat to follow the science. I feel that I am well versed in what science is, especially when it comes to human anatomy. So my concern now is, why in the world were female hygiene dispensers installed in boys' bathrooms as early as fourth grade? Blah, 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 blah. All right, so this is a concerned parent, want to know why. And Montgomery writes back, thank you for reaching out. I can certainly understand your concerns. On August 13th, 2021, Pritzker signed a House Bill 156 into law requiring that menstrual hygiene products be available during school hours to students in grades 4 through 12, noting that the product must be accessible in girls' and boys' bathrooms that are open for use in every Illinois high school building. Although a 2017 law required schools to provide certain menstrual products for free, it did not stipulate that these products be stored in bathrooms. It did not apply to boys' bathrooms. Okay?
There you go.
There you go. So
I had no idea. Honest to God, no idea. Until you brought it up and I went in there. And honest to God, the way it's set up,
yeah,
thought it was because they have the hand sanitizers in bathrooms now. And yeah. Thought that what it was, and I looked at when you said, I looked at, I'm like, oh crap, that's not a sanitizer thing. Oh well.
So
good to know. Learn something new every day. That's, you know.
These are times we're living in. And I guess, you know, word on the street is the guys didn't like that in the washroom, and I guess they were removed, or I don't know if the guys did it. Well, could have been the girls that went, whatever. So anyways, that takes care of that. Then we had some comments on our YouTube, Scoo.
Nice.
And, you know, we're a give it and take it kind of show, meaning like we'll give crap and we'll take crap.
Sure.
Here, we'll start with me getting some crap. Pete, not sure what city council meeting you say you're watching, but Nancy Nova did not call in regarding the lawsuit costs and the city covering citizens' costs of lawsuits. It was resident Rami Lopat who gave a well-researched argument regarding the city protecting its citizens from getting sued for speaking publicly.
Yep, it was. That's why I was confused when you said that. But you know what? Hey, it was Rami.
Swing and a miss on Pete. Sally Downey, thank you for doing that. Okay. My bad. Mia culpa, Scoo.
Hey,
Speaking of Scoo, Mr. Lamp here. Scoo, you seem very hurt by not being chosen by the caucus to serve on the HPC. It's clear you are upset. I know voting can be frustrating, especially hard on candidates not selected. I simply ask that you refrain from spreading misinformation about the other Ward 3 caucus committee members. We had 7 of the 9 ward members in attendance the night you were interviewed. Due to medical issues, the other 2 remaining members of the ward cannot attend. Substantially over quorum, Scoo. Although I disagree with how you characterized our interactions on the phone. I'd appreciate it most if you refrained from attacking the members of the Third Ward of the Lake Forest Caucus who gave their time and energy to listen to you. I'll be terming off at the end of this year, and I care very little what you say about me, but I do care about the way you treat our neighbors who took the time out of their busy schedules to try to keep the city of Lake Forest a great place to live. They did nothing wrong by taking the time to listen to you and selecting you as a candidate to interview before the entire caucus committee. You and Pete, that would be me, say you would like to help the caucus, but I've talked to several potential caucus candidates already this week who do not want to serve for fear of being attacked and slandered by the Lake Forest podcast. You make it clear to the podcast that the members of Ward 3 don't care as much about the city as you do. Despite your contention, your Ward 3 neighbors who interviewed you knew you would likely attack us on the podcast, but still chose to interview you because it was the right thing to do. We wanted to treat you honestly and fairly by allowing you the opportunity to interview and potentially serve. They cared more about the city of Lake Forest and their reputations. I'll continue to offer you an open palm and a seat at the table. If you would like to call me, you have my number and email. I hope you eventually find peace.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
Whoa.
First off, I don't remember any attacking of any of the Third Ward or any of the caucus committee people. So I do remember very intimately when I was interviewed for the planned commission, there was four people on the Zoom call. And when I was interviewed, that's not a quorum. And I was interviewed for the HBC, and I think there was five, but that could have been the Zoom, how you expand it and all that. But hey, whatever. Am I hurt? No, I'm not hurt. I'm disappointed. I mean, I love the city more than a lot of people can even imagine, but and I'd love to help and make the city better with whatever way I can. So, I mean, that's just phony that, you know, I'm attacking people and all that. I could attack people and mention names and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, but I'm not going to.
Yeah.
And I stand by everything that I said that, you know what, the committee people got to show up at the meetings. Even if you're sick, these are Zoom meetings. I mean, if two of the people, like you said, were, you know, in the hospital and all that, that's fine. But come on, it's a Zoom meeting. You don't have to go anywhere. And a lot of times you just put it on mute and don't ask any questions. So whatever.
Well,
and he's false on a lot of the conversation he and I had. So I'll just stand by that.
He said, she said, whatever.
I hear you, Lamp here.
You know, I'll bet you dollars of donuts that Lamp here will be one of those executive board people. I have a feeling.
Well, more power to him, if you will. And then he'll also bounce right off the exec council onto a board or commission, like they all do. So
that's
whatever.
That's going to be a
listen, I love the city more than anyone, and I'd be happy to stack up my love for the city against anybody's. And all I want is things done the right way and people given the shot equally like everyone else. Yeah. Period. And make sure they're qualified.
Well, Scoot. You love the city more than me. That's for sure. You've been here longer. Okay.
That it doesn't matter how long you are. Hey, listen, people move away.
You know, it's better than the northwest side of Chicago. I'll give you that. Okay. I'm not worried about getting jumped. Well, it depends if you're on the west side of Lake Forest. But anyways, so the caucus had their annual meeting. Riveting. I should have listened to you, but, you know, I watched the whole thing. And I could have sworn.
I watched the whole thing, too.
Oh, you did?
I did. Oh. I didn't that night because I was announcing a basketball game, but I didn't go to it. I was planning on going to it, but had a priority.
It was for the alderman candidates on the ballot. Okay, that's what it was for. Okay. I was kind of wondering if they were going to let us know who the executive committee members were going to be. So I think that's TBD. TBD.
All right. So
we'll
that's where it should have been. And I gotta give. So you know, we're the anti caucus podcast, I guess.
Yeah.
So which is kind of funny, but you know, you gotta give props where they're due, and I think the caucus did a great job of the caucus committee did a great job of the whole night and all that. So you know, if you didn't listen to it. I thought it was great. I thought they did a wonderful job on it. It further is a testament because, you know, like I said, I don't know anything. I just live here and try to gain information from sources and all that. But, you know, the whole voting thing at the annual meeting, and there's a 5-hour window. We talked about it to vote for the candidates and all that. I mean, it really is part of the whole thing that I've talked about is the education of the community. And not only is it now you can vote for like the four aldermen during that 5-hour window, kind of blessing, you know, blessing the slate, but you can also write in candidates and counter the slate.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think a lot of people know that. And, you know, that's kind of the opportunity, you know, even if you're going to run contesting the slate, you know, that's the time to show up and write in your candidates because, you know, never before has anyone in these voting, you know, had a tie or a write-in getting more votes. And that's a quandary that, you know, so that's something that, you know, moving forward, people need to know is that window. You know, that's your opportunity too to write in candidates and kind of oppose if you want to oppose. If not, I mean, listen to the four candidates. I thought they were great. I thought they did a good job. I loved Mr. Preshlak's top 10 list.
Letterman.
It's funny, you know, but he's absolutely right. And it's one of those things if you're listening to that and if you feel that that's being pointed at you, good, because I think that was geared at a lot of people, caucus, council, other people, community members, you know, the way it should be.
Well, what I liked about what Preshlak did was he said he didn't follow the list himself on, you know, sometimes, right? So who can be 100%? So I respect that.
You know? And I think that I think you see in that top 10 list, not saying that's gospel, but you know what? He's been through all the processes. And I got to tell you, I agree 100%.
Third term, right?
Yeah. But I'm talking about prior to alderman.
Yeah.
So I think it's, he's spot on all those. And not once was he talking about, you know, external qualifications. You know, I think how I read that is, you got to have a passion for the community. You want to see the community evolve and you want to help the community with the best of who you are when you're volunteering. And that doesn't mean you have to be, you know, certain qualifications or not. So I think that was excellent. And I think a lot of people, me included, you included, everyone, take that to heart and, you know, think about that. And more importantly, the caucus committee people, when you're looking at people. And it's not Scoot, oh, he's upset and bummed out. No, I don't, you know what, I'll do it again. But that's how you have to look at people and how you make those selections is, you know, and not have, you got to divorce yourself from all this BS, you know, because you're on a podcast or because you do this or that, you know, we're not going to include you and you don't love the community.
Yeah,
equally or more than people. That's kind of, I think that's a joke. I think it's hilarious and it's shame on those people that say that.
Scoo, I just hate talkers. I love doers. And and that goes on either side, you know.
Oh, yeah. No.
People that complain and don't do anything, I'm tuning out. You know what I mean? Putting my attentions elsewhere. WOT, waste of time. So,
it takes too much effort internally to complain and bitch and moan and argue and all this. You got to just, you know, see other people's viewpoints, kind of learn from those, put yours to them, see how it can better stuff and not you know, all these people saying this podcast is anti this and that. I mean, good Lord. If you only knew.
If we only knew that they were listening right now. Right now. Our fact checkers are peeking in your window.
Anti-podcast. These are anti-Lake Forest, anti-caucus, anti-everything. God, those are awful people. But you know what? I'm listening, and I got to keep listening. So it's like, again, and you've said it. Hey, come on the podcast. All three of those guys are, you know, come on. Yeah. Let's talk. You know, but.
Well, you're not fair, Scoob. You're not fair.
You're slandering the Third Ward people. I hadn't said one name, nor have I slandered anyone.
You know what? We're going to coin a new phrase. You just got lamp-eared.
God. I mean, seriously? Man.
You got lamp-eared, Scoo.
Unbelievable.
I got downied.
And I could. Well, I mean, you didn't get downied. That was our error. I mean, that wasn't, okay. Someone corrected it. I would have corrected it, but big deal. Everyone makes a mistake.
I'm still not convinced I made a mistake because I'm perfect, Scoo.
It wasn't her.
All right. So anything more on the caucus? Should we leave them alone until we hear more news? The voting's in June, I guess.
Yeah. Get to vote, okay. And you know, that's the slate. I think it's a good slate, and you know, we'll see.
All right, everybody,
you should run for alderman. You're first ward. There's
you
a
know, I'm getting a lot of. It's almost like, yeah, Pete, go, yeah. So when you step on the front line, it's like you got a group of people, and everybody step forward. And you step forward and everybody steps back. I'm like, I've done my doing. I want to see other people do stuff. I mean, if I have to, you know, I will. But come on, people. If you really don't like what's going on, do something. If not, quit complaining to me.
I think the new first ward alderman, she'll do a fantastic job. I think it's she has experience and she adds. You know, I think she'll do a great job. But she's experienced. That's what's key in, you know, having aldermen is, you know, experience and knowing what to look out for the community, not just your constituents. So she'll do a good job. I would be shocked if she didn't.
I'll do a good job. It's just the method in which she was put forward, but I don't even want to get into it.
That's fine.
Don't want to get into it. Okay, let's put that.
You'll get lampooned again.
you got lampeered.
Oh, lampeered.
It's like lampooned lamp and here times two. you're definitely outvoted in that.
And isn't that when he says, isn't that open palm? Isn't that already trademarked by John Cass?
What does that mean?
I don't know. No, I was talking about John. John Cass. So you don't know John Cass.
No, open palm is like when you slap somebody upside the head and you don't leave a mark. That's where I come from.
No, he's an ex-Tribune editorial. Yeah. Phenomenal. Okay. And he's got a podcast and he does it online now. But every month at the end of the month, he gives I don't know, it's a Greek thing, but it's an open palm, you know, whatever. To them.
Oh, like that?
I don't know. It's a bad thing.
Oh. Well, so, like I said,
go read his podcast. Listen to his podcast.
That's okay. I got my own to listen to. I don't like the news. I make my own. To me, hey, man, you come where I come from, you get an open palm, it's like, bam. you're throwing down.
I can't all remember what he calls it, but whatever.
Who cares? Scoo. Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's coming up. What's the big plans there, Scoo?
There's no
surprise. It's a secret.
No. Yeah, secret is nothing. It's another day. Go get some chocolates.
We'll edit that out in post. Come on, a nice Whitman's sampler.
Then they're done it. She doesn't like it, so that's fine.
Okay.
We just kind of... I did want to get a shout out to the... I'm trying to find that. Jake Turlap and Digby.
You mean Max?
Max, yeah. Did I say Jake?
Well, it was senior wrestling night last night. I was there.
Digby and Turlap, first ever county champs. Gotta love that. The grappler.
You
look like you're a grappler.
No, hell no. I was too tall. No leverage. I always got the freaking nose guards and guards, man. They all wrestled and they whipped. Never mess with anybody with a cauliflower ear scoop. But I was there.
That was my rule in life. It's like, that's a weird looking ear. I'm not even going to mess with you.
I'm like, hey, man. Lamp here has a cauliflower ear. Hey, man, go ahead. But
no, that's a great feat for both of them, you know?
Scoo, I videoed the whole thing. I'm going to put it in this video. Oh, yeah. I'll put it right here. See what I did there? I put it right here.
Right.
He just mauled. I mean, they went up against Wheeling, he just mauled, man. And he accepted it.
Go ahead.
He accepted an offer to play ball at, I forgot the name of the school. I'll put it here when I remember. So you got a ride. Congratulations.
Right. Senior night. Football?
Yeah, football, yeah.
Hey, I tell you what, he was a freaking animal on the football team. He was one of the unsung guys on that varsity run there because that defense went how he went. He was just an animal. I'm glad he's getting recognized. And, you know, he just carried that over into wrestling because he was, wrestling's his sport. I mean, he was going to all these different camps and all. I mean, so to win county, hopefully he does well at state and all that, but don't want to mess with him.
I was probably 10 feet away and I'm like, oh man, I'm not, I can't use any more fake hips and knees. He would just take me out. But congrats to him, all the seniors. Jack Doheny, congratulations.
Nice.
Max is back up on the football field, and he wrestled, lost on points. Oh, lost on points. I'm like, oh, man, damn Wheeling. But, no, it was good. They had a nice little
Where's State at? Do you know?
Yeah, absolutely no idea. But we'll put it right here when we find out.
Now, is Matt Russell?
Matt.
Well, you said you're Doheny.
Jack, yeah. Jack. Two and a quarter, I think. That's
not heavyweight?
Two and a quarter.
Oh, that
More than two and a quarter.
Wow.
More than two and a quarter. First of all, that was the first meet I've been to, so I am the bad uncle. So, but I showed up at the last one, you know, fair weather fan.
Those are fun to watch. I haven't been one in a long time, but
I was disappointed that there was an announcer there and it wasn't you, Scoo. But there's not much to announce. It's like you know, the beginning and the end. So you need something more stimulating for you, I'm sure.
That's right. that's great. You know, the girls, Palmer's / dance team are going to state. I think JV are too. So, I mean, the winter sports are taking hold.
We need somebody
taking hold.
Yeah. I mean, we would talk about the women's sports more if somebody would at least clue me in on it. I mean, people are sending emails on tampons. I mean, you can send me an email on how the sports are doing.
Girls basketball lost a heartbreaker to Prospect the other night. I mean, that was just – they were down, I think, I want to say as much as 15 and came back and took the lead. And they were up one I want to say 44-43. Is that right? 44-43, something like that. With 1.2 seconds left, taking the ball out of bounds underneath the other basket and had dribble all the way up. And their coach, they got it up to half court, slammed his last time out at half court. And somehow they got the ball in above the 3-point line. Girl turns and hoists up a 3-pointer to beat him at the
buzzer.
Heartbreaking. Great game. I don't know how this girl got that shot off in 1.2, but man, what a game. And it's just and prospect, I think they're a ranked team or something. They're very good. I mean, they're just a solid team. And the scouts were just getting buried and came back and chipped away and took the lead. And it was just dead silent. I mean, I was just like, you got to be kidding me. That, you know, I'd say probably a few feet towards half court from the 3-point line. She got it inbound, turned, and that was that. But
see if we can find a video on that, Scoo, Twitter or something. Yeah.
Scouts lost. Well, you know what? There is a video. Probably have to look out there because the ladies, you know, I get to sit in the visitor stands. So the ladies behind us, they did film it, and they're, oh, did you get the video? Yeah, I'm going to post it on YouTube and all. So it's probably out there. But
all right.
Oh, just a heartbreaker because Scouts played so hard and just came back and just, you know, against a really good team. And so, you know, guys are playing tonight. They lost a heartbreaker last week to Stevenson. Their first loss of the conference. So a good game tonight with Waukegan. That should be a good ball game to come out and see because Scouts boys aren't home that much this year. But the next couple weeks they will be.
I wonder if those drunk moms show up to those games. Remember the
I don't know. I don't think so.
You don't hear them in the basketball.
I know so. I know they're not.
All right.
Because their kids don't play.
Hey, Scoo. Drunk wives matter.
Yeah.
All right.
So. Oh, boy. Said that. Another complaint. Another complaint.
He said that. That's right. Take a number. All right. So, are you sure no Whitman sampler? Nothing. How do you check to see if you get which one of those pieces of chocolate do you like, Scoo?
The Whitman stuff? Well, one, yeah. you got to go to the back just to see what is in each little pocket.
So you cheat. What if you don't have that picture?
I got a tough gag reflex, so I'm not really into the surprise, take a bite of something. You know what I mean?
You're a hurdler.
So I cheat and I look at the back and I'm like, but the ones I like the raspberry dark chocolate. When I get those things, I like take a bite. I'm like, oh God, that's tasty. And the salted caramel. Ooh, that's good too.
I guess Sue's going to have something special over at Sweets, huh? I don't think she carries Whitman's, does she?
No, they make their own. You ever see them making the candy and all that stuff there? Come on.
I walk by, I see her in the back there. I mean, I can't, you know.
Yep.
So
their coffee's great. Love their coffee.
What about Mary over at Gearhart's? You got anything in there we can for Valentine's Day?
They got good stuff in there. I don't know about.
Like a tart? You know, the keto people, they want to have their
keto people,
man.
What's that?
Carbs. No carbs.
Oh, why don't they call it no carbs?
I went in there before I even knew what was going on, and didn't know Mary Gearhart's.
Oh,
go in there.
Love Gearhart's.
I go, excuse me, ma'am.
More food, I'm looking, sir.
More food, sir. I said, ma'am, Do you have anything with no carbs in it? And I swear to God, she turned around and she had a baseball bat. We only have natural products, sugar, eggs, milk. That's it.
The bakery.
Okay, ma'am.
Can I have some plant-based donuts, please?
Well, like a flour.
I got in an argument with my wife on. I said, "What's the difference between plant-based and vegetable stuff? Like veggie vegan burgers and plant-based?" She's no, there's no difference. I'm like, then why are they saying plant-based and veggie burger? I'm like, plant-based is like they're digging up the ground and grinding it up and say, "Here, try this plant-based burger." Which I got to say, we're probably eating all plant-based. There's no beef anymore. Well, that tastes weird.
God bless the marketing.
That tastes really weird, that burger. Well, that's because it's based off the roots and the leaves of crap out there.
Just go in the backyard. Pick a bowl.
My dog does.
You're the most popular dog walker around. Those pocket of treats.
Love walking my dogs. Yeah, dog. Need to get another one. I need to send out a vibe. Anyone knows a breeder having black labs, preferably English? Call me.
Yeah.
Cooper needs a buddy. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Your dog's great, though. He sees me from like miles away, and it's like, oh, like, come on, Dad, hop on. He's got a cookie for me.
It's like holding back a tank.
He gets up to me, and it's like starts to drool and everything. I'm like, dude, it goes right for my pocket.
I mean, that's not just any drool. We're talking ounces.
He knows there's a cookie coming.
All right, Scoo. So Valentine's Day is coming up. We're getting to this.
What are you doing for your bride?
Well, again, PSA. Okay, it's just us guys, right? Guys, go to Mariano's. Ask for Maria. Bring your own vase. Okay? Give it 2-3 days beforehand. Pick it up on Valentine's Day. Half the price. Everything else, you know, inflation, price has gone up. Go there. You will save money. PSA over and out.
Ask for Mariano?
Maria at Mariano's.
Oh, Maria. I thought you said Maria Hano.
Yeah, Maria at Mariano's. She is great.
Mariano.
Yeah, I see what you mean. So you go, so you do that. Flowers are a must, and then some type of going out and eating somewhere.
Where are you going?
To be determined. To be determined. Hmm. We'll see what's
in the arsenal. Or her arsenal. Where's her going?
Her arsenal. Well, big figure. It's a toss-up between Francesca's and
Deer Path. That's got to be tough, though, to get in there. They still have invitations, or not invitations, but reservations. Like,
yeah, so I'm hoping it's sold out, and then Francesca's is sold out. It's hard to get anything. Deer Path, you can get food that we like. It's easier to get there than Francesca's.
You know what I really miss at Deer Path? I don't know if you ever had it there. The big ass steak, they call it. Sandwich. Big ass steak sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no longer there. That's out.
Why?
We went in there a couple weeks ago, and I, you know, we're getting some dinner. Well, probably longer than a couple weeks ago. And I said, you know, where's the big ass steak? We're not doing it anymore. Oh, my God. That thing was the only time I think the name of a entree actually fits the entree itself. because that thing,
dude,
was big.
You are not lying, brother, because when I first moved here, that's the first sandwich I had. I'm like, holy crap, what is this place? Now I'm sure it costs $100 to make, but
the other one, just speaking of that, I don't know, did you ever go to Lucky Fish in Highwood?
Oh God, the parking.
Yeah, but I loved it. We loved Lucky Fish. And they shut down last week. They announced it. But I tell you why. We, again, love the place. I always go there when we can. We had ordered takeout there, and you know, usual stuff we would get there. Went and picked it up, came back home. It was like triple the cost originally. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? But again, what I heard was the seafood costs are nuts. And I mean, when I got to imagine, I mean, they shut down because they couldn't get, I don't know why they shut down, but it was shocking that they did. But just the pricing is just out of this world. I don't know how these businesses can stay afloat.
You know, it's my family liked that place, and I just, the parking there, there's probably two or three car accidents a night getting out of that place. And then the menu, I mean, you can't give me some fish sticks or something, you know.
Fish sticks? That's what we grew up on those things. Those weren't even fish.
Absolutely. Gordon.
You know. Friday fish night.
Give me half a bag, please. All foods.
They're like, if you had fish sticks and cheese sticks at the same time, you didn't know what it was. Again, it was like the Valentine's candy. You're just starting to bite to find out which one's which.
We're trying to get through this winter here. Is there anything to look forward to? We got Valentine's Day beaten to death. Anything coming up in March, St. Patrick's Day? Can we get
I mean, the Final Four, Indiana is back, and Indiana probably will win the NCAA this year. You're hearing it first. Indiana,
I love you.
Indiana, we're all for you.
Nobody's more faithful than you hosers.
Hey, Bobby Knight, man.
Whatever.
The greatest. And they're back.
He launched that chair 200 feet.
You know, Assembly Hall holds, I don't know, probably a couple, 20,000 or so.
Yeah.
But I was one of the 192,000 people that attended that game that he threw the chair. I was there. But you know, for a place that only holds 27,000, 22,000, there was an ungodly amount of people that day, and I don't remember that, but you know. I was there and I didn't even see it. I heard all the yelling because the screaming and the cheering, because I was up in the student nosebleed section because of my free ticket that you get as a student, but you know, I didn't really see it until the highlights, but
yeah. Did you have your little wine camera
and pick up the film at Photomat?
Oh God.
This is the year. They're back. They're back into the upper echelon of college basketball.
You hosers. That's all you got to hold on to.
Hey, I know
a few hosers out there. All right, Scoo, what else?
What else? Launching to the spring. I mean, you got spring training coming up.
Baseball.
Right, so spring. That is the launching pad for the spring and summer. Is spring White training. Sox. Well, if they solve the labor dispute. Someone posted the other day why they're striking, and I was like, I started laughing. They're listing all these things that you know, the major league, the median player, you know, back in this date was making $1.3 million, and now they're only making $1.4 million or something like that. And like, those are reasons why. I'm like, really? I'd do it for free.
I still remember 94. I'd still be working around Wrigley if it wasn't for that strike. So thank God for it.
What was on Wrigley?
94, a baseball strike.
Oh, and the Sox would have won the World Series, yeah.
Oh, that year too?
What is around Wrigley? What do you, when you said Wrigley, where were you?
No, I used to work around Wrigley.
Oh.
And 94, you had the baseball strike, so you lost all the baseball business. And all you had was music. So
what baseball business were you losing? All the baseball was at McCuddy's and all that stuff. Well, McCuddy's was closed then.
McCuddy's. I'll tell you what, McCuddy's was, that was a good place. Now forget about it. I haven't been to Kaminsky since then. I don't even want to hear about it.
I'm surprised you don't say Kaminsky.
Kaminsky. No, Soldiers Field.
Yeah.
All right, Skill.
Oh,
I think we lost our last listener on that one.
They already sign off.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to the Lake Forest Podcast. Please give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and smash that like button on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Let us know what you'd like to hear about in the upcoming shows. Again, I'm Pete, and can be reached at pete@lakeforestpodcast.com. The link will be in the podcast notes. We thank our Patreon sponsor, Shark Guy Beach Fishing. They're the premier South Florida beach fishing experience out of Longboat Key, Florida. Their world-renowned captains not only put you on the fish, but they'll help you and your family make a memory of a lifetime. Check them out on Facebook or at SharkGuyBeachFishing.com. Contact them today to schedule an outing. Skew, Shark Guy is your guy for your next charter. We also like to say we're thankful for our Patreon supporters, Reverend Luke Back from the Church of the Holy Spirit, Matt A., Elizabeth B., Costa upstairs, Lance Otto, and Artie M. On behalf of my co-host, Walker, we thank you for listening. Cue the music.
Go Scouts!
Go Scouts!